KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 54 degrees in Atlantic. A wind advisory will be in effect from later this morning through late this evening for most of the KJAN listening area. We look forward to be mostly sunny and windy today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. News is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, funeral services are set for a Griswold teen who died during a rollover accident this past weekend southeast of Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold reports a rosary and visitation for 18-year-old Austin Olden Camp will be held Wednesday at 4 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building, and a massive Christian burial service will be held Friday in Sioux City. The teen died late Saturday morning during a single-vehicle rollover accident on 570th Street, about 2 miles south of Highway 92, or southeast of Griswold. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Corey Larson said Olden Camp was traveling north in a 2006 Chevy Monte Carlo when, for reasons unknown, he lost control of the car. The vehicle entered the west ditch and rolled twice before coming to rest upright. Olden Camp was ejected from the vehicle and died at the scene. News time is 8:01.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Star in Atlantic, your local Dish authorized retailer. You've heard about the Hopper system from Dish, but you don't know what it is. Stop at the TV Store, where we have a Hopper demo system installed for you to see how easy it is for you to experience the best in TV entertainment. We will show you how you can pause live TV, record with primetime anytime, use AutoHop to automatically skip through commercials, and use the new Dish Explorer app to find your favorite programming. With an internet connection, you can also access your favorite apps, including Facebook. The Hopper even has Bluetooth capability, so you can listen to your programming on wireless headphones while everyone else is sleeping. How cool is that? The Hopper is more than just watching TV. Stop at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to see and hear the amazing Hopper system from Dish. Record ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC plus two additional channels. Feature must be enabled by customer. AutoHop only available for playback the next day of select primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and must be enabled by customer.
Well, a grass and field fire northeast of Exira Sunday afternoon burned 150 acres, but no one was injured. Exira Fire Chief Mike Bintner told KJAN News the blaze was reported just before 1 p.m., and crews remained on the scene for about 3.5 hours.
We had mutual aid from Brayton Fire, Audubon Fire, Guthrie Center Fire, Coon Rapids Fire, and Kimbleton Fire. There was no property damage to any buildings or houses. In this area.
The fire began just north of a residence off of 240th Street and quickly spread to just north of 250th Street, where the blaze was brought under control. Bittner said the fire began with a rekindled burn that was initiated on Saturday.
It was burning garbage or trash out north of their house the day before, and we assume wind rekindled some of the stuff out of the burn pit and started the fire.
Weather conditions today are expected to be dry and very windy, and Bintner says anyone planning to burn should take the weather into consideration and take the necessary precautions regardless of the weather.
Well, they should call in and let us know if they are going to do any controlled burns like we stated in the past. Most of them are pretty good. Some of them think they're just going to burn the garbage and it's going to be done, but they still get hot spots in there, and with the winds we had yesterday, it doesn't take long to whip that up if there's some hot embers in there and get it started again. Luckily, there wasn't any property damage. I just need to watch the weather conditions. We haven't had a burn ban on yet, but are considering it. But we'd like to have the property owners be responsible for watching the weather when they are predicting high winds, you know, a day or two later, not to start anything.
Elsewhere in the news, one person was seriously injured during a rollover accident Saturday evening on the southern outskirts of Council Bluffs. The Iowa State Patrol's 46-year-old Cynthia DeVault of Council Bluffs, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha following the crash on an Interstate 29 southbound near Lake Manawa at around 6:10 p.m. Saturday. Officials say for reasons unknown, DeVault's car swerved to the right across both lanes of traffic and entered the southbound ditch before rolling up and over a dirt berm and came to rest on its top. The accident happened at around the 46 and a quarter mile marker. Two people were arrested Sunday on drug charges in Shenandoah. According to the police department, 27-year-olds James Johnson and Courtney Schlegel, both of Shenandoah, were taken into custody. Both were charged with possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. They were cited and released. Police in Red Oak report the arrest of a Cass County woman Saturday evening. Officials say Robin Jennings of Atlantic was arrested for felony OWI third offense following a traffic stop. Her bond was set at $5,000. The Daily Nonpareil reports two Council Bluffs Boy Scouts who were burned in an explosion Thursday evening were released Saturday from St. Elizabeth Regional Medical Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. Jared Holcomb, a senior at Abraham Lincoln High School, and Scott Brown, a junior at Abe Lincoln, were among a group of students who were working on a project involving gunpowder for a spring ceremony. The explosion occurred at a home at 205 Kings Ridge Drive. Fire officials say four other people suffered minor injuries. A Florida man suspected of killing a Northwest Iowa man in 2009 has been returned to face a murder charge. Authorities say 54-year-old John Green arrived Friday night and was being held without bond in the Sac County Jail. Green is scheduled for a hearing next Monday. It's unclear if he has a lawyer. He was arrested Tuesday at a dog track in Orange Park, Florida. Green is accused of killing 58-year-old Mark Coster of Sac City. Police say that Green briefly lived with Coster in 2009. Relatives say they last saw Coster that year. Coster was reported missing in 2010. His skeletal remains were found buried in the basement of his Sac City home in 2012. Organizations with a focal point on children have an opportunity to win grant money, in part, from a Harlan business. Monogram Prepared Meats has announced that they're accepting grant applications from organizations seeking funding for children-focused programs. The Monogram Love Kids Foundation will be awarding a total of $15,000 in the Harlan area. There will be one $10,000 grant and two $2,500 grants. The grant money came as a result of a fundraising effort at Monogram Prepared Meats in Harlan and across the other five Monogram food locations for a fundraising event hosted in Memphis, Tennessee. The foundation was founded in 2010 to raise funds for many children's charities in Memphis and throughout the country where their team members live and work. Since the foundation was formed, Monogram has made over $200,000 in donations to many children's charities across the country. To obtain a 2014 Monogram Loves Kids Foundation grant application, go to monogramfoods.com and click on Monogram Loves Kids Foundation at the top of the page. The deadline to apply for the grants is, well, was May the 30th. You can still put in your application. You can give it a shot anyway. The Iowa Economic Development Authority on Friday announced that direct financial assistance and tax benefits to 13 companies for job creation and expansion projects. The awards will assist in the creation of 257 jobs and will result in over $22 million in new capital investment for the state. The board approved assistance for planned or proposed projects in 13 communities, including two projects in Council Bluffs and one in Scranton. In Council Bluffs, Gavilon Ingredients LLC, a wholly owned subsidiary of Gavilon Agricultural Holding Company, was awarded tax benefits by the board for $4.5 million capital investment to construct an animal feeding handling facility in Council Bluffs. The facility will have an attached storage and container loading terminal capabilities. The project is expected to create 11 jobs, 9 of which are incented. Tyson Fritz Meats Incorporated, a wholly owned subsidiary of Tyson Foods, owns and operates a prepared food facility in Council Bluffs that produces beef and pork products. That company is planning to expand its operations by installing some new equipment. Their project was awarded tax benefits by the board for a $9.5 million capital investment that's set to create 139 jobs, of which 22 are incented. And Scranton Manufacturing, based in Scranton, is planning to expand its current facility to accommodate new market demand. The $2.5 million capital investment was awarded $250,000 in direct financial assistance through the federally funded Economic Development Set-Aside Program. That project is set to create 70 jobs, of which 50 are incented. The company primarily produces a variety of waste management trucks and trash compactors and sells both to national and international markets. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN. In the world news, the federal health care website is stumbling on a deadline for signups, and visitors to healthcare.gov this morning have been giving messages that the site is down for maintenance. Some visitors have been directed to a virtual waiting room. Administration spokesman Aaron Albright says the website undergoes regular nightly maintenance during off-peak hours, and that period was extended because of a technical problem. Albright says people trying to sign up will be able to leave their email and will be invited back when the system is made available. Did General Motors know there was a problem? And if so, why wasn't something done to fix it? That's what members of Congress will be asking GM officials when they appear before a House subcommittee tomorrow and a Senate subcommittee on Wednesday. GM is being accused of taking too long to recall 2.6 million cars for a faulty ignition switch, which has been linked to 13 deaths. Some of the victims' families plan to be on Capitol Hill. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading back to the Middle East today for talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders as peace talks have reached a critical make-or-break point. Kerry spoke with leaders from both sides, as well as with the White House before deciding to go. American mediators have been holding urgent talks with the Israelis and Palestinians in hopes of salvaging the troubled talks and getting the sides to extend them beyond a current late April deadline. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Star Atlantic, your local Dish authorized retailer. You've heard about the Hopper system from Dish, but you don't know what it is. Stop at the TV store where we have a Hopper demo system installed for you to see how easy it is for you to experience the best in TV entertainment. We will show you how you can pause live TV, record with Primetime anytime, use AutoHop to automatically skip through commercials, and use the new Dish Explorer app to find your favorite programming. With an internet connection, you can also access your favorite apps, including Facebook. The Hopper even has Bluetooth capability, so you can listen to your programming on wireless headphones while everyone else is sleeping. How cool is that? The Hopper is more than just watching TV. Stop at the TV store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to see and hear the amazing Hopper system from Dish. Record ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC plus two additional channels. Feature must be enabled by customer. AutoHop only available for playback the next day of select primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and must be enabled by customer.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Mary Haverman, age 98 of Carroll, died Thursday at the Carroll Health Center. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Haverman will be today at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Carroll. Sharp Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Jeff Reisberg, age 47 of Audubon, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Jeff Reisberg will be held today at 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Halber. The Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Erickson, age 53 of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Kenneth Erickson will be today at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bill Harry, age 89 of Orient, died March 23rd. Funeral services for Bill Harry will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Niles Jewell, age 94 of Omaha and formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Niles Jewell will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Elsie Murphy, age 98, who's formerly of Atlantic, died March the 24th in Colorado. A massive Christian burial service for Elsie Murphy will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Clara Wenzel, age 95 of Lewis, died Saturday at Adel Acres. Funeral services for Clara Wenzel will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Austin Michael Oldenkamp, age 18 of Griswold, died Saturday during an accident east of Griswold. A massive Christian burial service for Austin Oldenkamp will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Sioux City with a rosary and at the Griswold Community Building on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, followed by visitation with the family until 8. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family. Gerald Sickles, age 85 of Laurel, Montana, and formerly of Greenfield, died December 27th. Memorial services for Gerald Sickles will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. And Lynn Peterson, age 79 of Elkhorn, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for Lynn Peterson are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Jerry Lee Gibson, age 50, of Elliott, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Services for Jerry Lee Gibson are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.